This is Morning Edition. I'm Sotirios Johnson. You've heard of Top Chef and Project Runway. Well, now the world of contemporary art is about to get a dose of reality, reality TV. This past weekend, lines formed around the block outside the White Columns Gallery as hopefuls gathered to audition for Bravo's first reality TV show about the art world. Art critic and WNYC regular Carolina Miranda was there. And tell us, what is the idea behind the show here? Something like, what, so you think you can paint?
Basically, I mean, the producers are being a little tight-lipped about what kinds of competitions are going to take place. But the idea is to create a competition a la Project Runway, where you start with 13 artists and then eventually whittle them down, and then the winner gets a cash prize, a gallery show, and a museum tour. Although details on what museums and what galleries are going to put on these shows are also still up in the air.
So apparently it was a mob scene. You estimated about 350 people were there who showed up to try out for the show. Why did they want to be there?
Most of them wanted to be there for exposure. A lot of people, I think, feel that the art world is a very sort of tough nut to crack, that to get into a gallery, to get recognized, to get your work seen is very difficult. And so I think for the vast majority of the people there was like, hey, you know, I might have to do some goofy stuff on television, but at least America gets to see my work.
You spoke with one artist who traveled 6 hours from Pittsburgh, Leroy King of Art. Here's what he had to say.
It's part of my art project to have this experience. You know, mm-hmm. I just wanted to come on the interview to see what it was like. One time I went on an interview for Disney, but I didn't really want to work for Disney, but I just wanted the experience of like a cattle call of artists.
So do artists want to feel more like actors and other performers?
Well, I think this was a way of incorporating what is basically a PR stunt into their art and sort of paying homage to pop culture. I mean, I think a lot of the artists who were there were very much into pop culture. They were excited to see fine art integrated into pop culture. A lot of them feel that fine art really doesn't get a lot of media time the way music and film and even books do. So for them, it was a way to be a part of it and also turn it into their art a little bit.
Another artist, Jeffu Warmoth, thought the project was kind of absurd, but he was still there online. Here's what he had to say.
You can say it's impossible to really like objectively judge and compete two artists, but I think that you still can find out some truth through this totally absurd and ridiculous premise.
So why was he there? I mean, he has some background in putting artists on TV, right?
Yes, he was a really interesting guy. He is an installation artist from Massachusetts. And one of the projects that he had worked on was he'd created a game show, a competition game show with artists, where artists had to do segments such as the schmooze and booze. And they had to schmooze a curator while eating hunks of jalapeno cheese. And they were rated on how well they schmoozed the curator and how much cheese they ate. So he had done these very sort of goofy media art, performance art pieces that had been put on the air in Cambridge. And for him, again, it was an opportunity to fuse the world of fine art with pop culture.
There was also someone there as a work of art herself, a young woman named Bella Blue. What was she doing there?
Well, there was an artist named Andy Golub from Nyack, New York, who was painting her. And she was wearing little more than a thong and her sunglasses and a coat of blue paint.
I have paint on, so the paint is like a superhero costume. If I didn't have paint on, I would not be standing here. Like, I'm a Capricorn, I'm shy. But with the paint, I feel like a superhero. I get to get into character.
What's the reaction been today?
Hi.
Yeah. You are beyond surrealism.
Beyond what?
Surrealism.
What does that mean?
Surrealistic is when it's really beyond, but surrealism. But you're beyond surrealism.
Why, thank you. I love your necklace.
I'd have to say she was so charming and so much fun that I think the producer should think about putting her on the show.
How will a competitive TV show work? How will success be measured? I mean, you read the application form. What were some of the questions prospective competitors were asked?
Well, they were asked all manner of psychological questions about what annoys you about other artists, what artists do you not like, you know, have you ever had a restraining order issued against you? You know, there's a lot of questions about this, about how will a show like this be judged? How do you take artists who do video art and oil painting and sculpture and put them in a room together and judge their works? That is a big question. The producers are not answering any questions about how they might do that. I mean, they do have some serious art world people involved. Simon DePuri, the chairman of the DePuri Auction Company, was one of the judges. And it seems like they have some very reputable folk involved. But there is a big question mark for all of the artists involved in how is this going to work? You know, this isn't like taking a room full of fashion designers.
Right, right. Can a show like this have a popular appeal, or will it just reinforce like stereotypes about artists, you know, whatever they may be, skinny people wearing black, smoking cigarettes? I mean, you know.
Well, there's been some soul searching about that on some of the art blogs, as like, is this just going to be 13 camera ready people who are very articulate? But I think a lot of the artists there, when I asked them that question, they were really excited. Even if the show does promote a few stereotypes about what artists are like, the idea that a reality show about visual arts could receive national attention, that like Joe Couch Potato could watch a show about visual art, was very exciting to a lot of the people there, that it might sort of integrate fine art into the dialogue we have about culture in this country in a much greater way.
The show doesn't have a title yet or an air date. Do you have any thoughts about what to call it?
Well, my idea that I actually pitched the producers was I think they should just call it Untitled, which would be very meta. And then, you know, I asked them, too, if they had a kickoff slogan, you know, like the tribe has spoken or pack your knives. And if they did, they didn't tell me. But my suggestion was pack your found objects and go.
Wow, that's good. You know, if they use that, you should get a residual or something. Thanks, Carolina.
Thank you.
Carolina Miranda is an art critic who joins us regularly here on WNYC. You can read more of her thoughts on our website and add your own. How do you think contestants should be judged? Can art really be judged on a competitive TV show? Join the discussion on the culture page of our website, WNYC.org.
I'd like to be a gallery, put you all inside my show. Andy Warhol looks a scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen, can't tell them apart at all. Andy walking, Andy tired. Andy, take a little snooze. Tie him up when he's fast asleep. Send him on a pleasant cruise. When you wake up on the sea, be sure to think of me and you. To think about paint and to think about glue. What a jolly boring thing to do.